Welcome back to Fela in the City. Fela in the City is brought to you by Soul Sister Comedy Production, written by Marion Nisufu. Just a magical creature. I'm just a magical creature trying to figure it out. I'm just a magical creature trying to figure it out. I'm the flying instructor. The Black Magic School, they call me Fela. 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 Fela in the city. Fela in the city. It's raining, it's pouring, the old fairy, almost 40, is snoring. She went to bed with a warlock instead on New Year's Eve. Was he with somebody? Yes, he was. Married, and now I'm stuck on January 1st in their closet. Okay, so what happened was, you know, Fela, she, me, her, had decided to get really cute because, you know, why not end the new year? No, why not end the year with a fabulous, fabulous warlock at a fabulous warlock mansion party and then, you know, start the new year really well. So what happened? So okay. Well, clearly I, Fela, am speechless because, well, it's all there, okay? When it rains, it pours, okay? When it rains, it pours. I think that's enough said. Should we wrap it up? I think we should. No, okay, we're going to talk about it. Because how? If someone can receive the message, well, shit, then the shit that I done experienced is worth something? So we live in Chacom, that most people like to talk about, is kind of like New York City, okay? Chacom is where every magical creature comes to find themselves, to make their riches, to lose themselves sometimes, quite often. Chacom is my Shangri-La. Chacom is my paradise, concrete paradise to be specific. I love Chacom. I'll die for Chacom. Let me just keep it real, okay? Sometimes, well, for me, I always thought, okay, I could find love in Chacom. And I found work in Chacom. Chacom is the black magic mecca, okay? Black Magic School lays at the top of the hill of Chacom. And I work there, okay? I am their flying instructor. So I thought, I have made it. The only thing that's left is to have a good support friend system. Got it. Love. Don't got it. Work. Try it. We're doing the best that we can, okay? We're doing the best that we can with it. sometimes maybe the best is not good enough. Is that what it is? Like, maybe the best is not good enough. And is it that you're doomed to repeat the mistake until you learn the lesson? For me, it just happens to be romantic love. So I guess the universe, you want to keep throwing shit at me? Fine. Throw away. Okay? All right? Okay. All right. So I end on a rainy year by sleeping with a warlock who happens to have a fabulous, fabulous wife. Is she one of the largest? I guess they, but she would say she is one of the largest donors to Black Magic School. What does she do for a living? Well, most warlocks, you would think they would marry witches. Well, he decided to marry a trust fund dragon. And so, I slept with a dragon's husband. And this bitch finna chase me until eternity. And so, happy new year to me. From their closet. You know, all of the rest of our closets are probably, what, like 15 feet in diameter. I should know this. I'm a flying instructor. What I'm saying is that most of us have closets and they're small. This closet that I'm currently in is probably the size of someone's one bedroom, okay? So am I really suffering? Not really, okay? Not too much. Dragons tend to eat large meals. Probably the quantity of about 25 humans. Not actual humans. Dragons have more decorum than that. But I'm just saying that if you're saying like a full adult human is about 150 pounds average, then they eat about the quantity of 25 of those and then fall asleep. I'm in this closet waiting for her to fall asleep and hoping that this warlock who got a little bit of Fela Putang will help me discreetly do my walk of shame out of this fabulous mansion closet and out of their mansion and back to my cute little loft. I've never missed my loft as much as I do now. I now appreciate it. I appreciate it. Okay. There's usually morals to this. So many experiences that I have. The one that I would say for myself is that when it rains, it pours, and probably don't force the stopping of the pouring. Like, you just gotta get through it, and then at a certain point, you can stand up and you know, say, "Don't do that again, Fela." You know? Yeah. Happy New Year. Just a magical creature. I'm just a magical creature trying to figure it out. I'm just a magical creature trying to figure it out. I'm the flying instructor at the Black Magic School. They call me Fela. 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 Fela in the city. City, Fela in the City is brought to you by Soul Sister Comedy Production, written by Marion Nisufu.